Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. A photographic exhibit of the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Byway is now on display at Old Town Hall in Wilmington. The exhibition showcases the work of award-winning Delaware-based photographer Lynn Delaplane and is on view until the end of this month. For this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon visited Old Town Hall and met up with Delaplane, Wilmington's historic preservation planner Deborah Martin, and Delaware Historical Society chief curator Lee Reifenberg to walk through the exhibition and learn more about the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Byway.
Lee, this first question is a two-parter, but this exhibit has been up since March and it's been extended now, or has already been extended till the end of this month. In terms of timeline, why exhibit this now? And can you paint us a picture of the kind of planning that went into this?
We really wanted to make sure that the exhibit was up during Harriet Tubman's birthday, so it was important to have it for the whole month of March. In terms of planning, this is the kind of thing that ideally takes at least 6 months in advance. For a variety of reasons, we didn't have that this time, but that was okay. We had a wonderful group to work with. Lynn and Debbie were both so flexible and fantastic. And our staff is really good at sort of pulling rabbits out of hats when we have to. So we were able to luckily get everything together in the time that we needed.
Well, then, I'm curious. Lynn has been a photographer for decades. What was it like to curate her work specifically?
Really, we played more of a role, sort of a supportive role for Lynn in this situation, because the photographs speak for themselves. Yeah. So we really wanted to mimic the sort of feel of the byway in the space, which I think we were able to accomplish. But it was really a case of just giving Lynn's photography, which was mounted and ready to go, a space to shine. And fortunately, Council Chambers in Old Town Hall is the best space to do that.
Lee, thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, Debbie, let's unpack the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Byway. Not the exhibit necessarily itself, but the actual byway. The lay person, I think, or at least some people out there might be unfamiliar. So can you walk us through what and where the Harriet Tubman Byway exactly is, at least here in Delaware on this, coastal, plain, and its, significance in the context of the conversation we're having today?
Sure, I can start with the what. So the byway is a program of the Delaware Department of Transportation and their byways office. For us, it is one way to tell the Underground Railroad story. There are a number of byways in Delaware. This is one of them. We also happen to have parts of the Tubman Byway that run with other byways. So the Bayshore Byway to the south and the Brandywine Valley National Scenic Byway to the north. And that is a tremendous advantage to us to be connected that way. We're almost like that middle bridge between two really great byways. The way that it's laid out, it's 98 miles from Sandtown and Kent County, and it runs to the Pennsylvania line north of Wilmington. The whole idea of how it is laid out is based on what Harriet Tubman had to say about the people and the places that were important to her in Delaware. In between those places that Harriet Tubman specifically mentioned are other stories of freedom seekers, of places of enslavement, of important legal decisions, places that are considered safe houses, abolitionist areas, Quaker meetings. So that sort of fills in. So it's not entirely a Tubman story, but it's arranged according to what she said. It's not necessarily a walk in the footsteps of every place, although there were a couple of places where I would say you can do that. But it's a logical way to move through the landscape while learning about this history.
Mm. I think based off of that answer alone, we can understand why this history is so important to, you know, showcase and shine a light on. But, you know, in your view, you know, why is understanding this history and showcasing this exhibit so important, especially in a time like this? You know, what's the impact here? What do you think that the kind of significance and impact?
Yeah. That's a pretty broad conversation we could have. I think that this history has been undertold as long as it has existed, but now it's being actively denied. So that's something that makes me nuts. And I've always been drawn to undertold history. So I think it's very important to do it now, especially when there's popular cultural support for it. Yeah. Since the Harriet movie and the anniversaries, the significant Tubman anniversaries we've been through. But to just hold up the heroes that nobody knows about, you know, besides Tubman, is a mission that we have, because it's not... You know, in the 19th century, when people were writing about it, they were covering all of the good white people, mostly Quakers, who were helping, and it seemed very one-sided. But there's huge history about the people who lived in free black communities, who were working every day of their lives to help people who were enslaved, who were passing through, people who had self-emancipated. They were great planners and executors and had so much more to lose than any of the white folks who were helping. And I want to lift them up and help people to understand what this proud history means and how much involvement there was in Delaware.
Delaware has such a rich history. Debbie Martin, thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Thank you.
Lynn, you've been a photographer for decades, but now you have this exhibit. Where did this, you know, the idea for this exhibit specifically come about?
Well, this came about with Debbie, okay, who is my friend, and we both live in Delaware City. And she called up one day and she said, hey. And when Debbie says, hey, it's like, uh-oh, here it comes. Because I will do anything for her. It's just, hey, I need a couple photos of coming up Route 9, south of the Reedy Point Bridge, where the marshes are. And it's absolutely gorgeous there. She said, you probably have something like that already that you've... Because I've probably taken 10 million photos of everything my whole life. And I said, yeah, probably, but it'll be quicker just to go out with the camera and get a few shots. And this was the beginning of COVID, so I really didn't have that much to do. And I took these photos of the landscape south of Reedy Point Bridge and sent them on to Debbie, and that was that. And then a little bit further on, towards the end of the pandemic, I got another one of those, hey, I have this list. And would you like to photograph these places on the Harriet Tubman Byway and for the Underground Railroad Coalition? And I said, well, I said, it sounds like a lot of fun. My husband, who's sitting over here, Tim, I mean, we just said, yeah, let's do it. We can drive. And I said, but I'm going to need some kind of a map, you know, other than just the one that was on the brochure. So Debbie sent me this wonderful list of all these places, starting in Sandtown. And Tim and I, we both love anything history. We enjoy it. He's a Civil War era buff and writer. And it just kind of fell into a nice plan on getting out of the house. It was pandemic time, so there wasn't really that much to do. So I had my letter from the Underground Railroad Coalition that would protect me if anyone caught me with my camera snooping around, because people don't like photographers snooping around properties. And we started with Sandtown and started with the list and just checked off every city. But what really drove it home to me was finding these places like Sandtown. Now, there was nothing there when she came through. You know, buildings, these buildings we're looking at now, some of them were original, but they've been built up. So this was wilderness. I mean, not that Delaware's wilderness, but, you know, it was walking through unknown territory for her and finding these little black settlement communities that helped her along the way that really I found really, really interesting. So it took about 8 months of all photographing this, because, you know, you could only do so many a day.
When it comes to the photos you took, how did those get distilled down and discerned for the exhibit then? You know, I imagine you obviously had more than enough to choose from. So how did that?
I took 3,000 photos. We have a saying in the wildlife photography world. It's called spray and pray. You just you just put that camera, take as many photos as you can with one push of the button, and edit for hours and find that one perfect eagle shot where everything's in focus. And that's kind of like how I look at things. I'll just take a lot of photos right now, since it's a digital world and we can do that. We don't have to worry about only 12 photos on a roll and make each one of them count. But I still look at my work as if I'm shooting with a 12 photo roll of film and make each one of them count. But I had 3,000 of them by the time I was done with the project. We started in June, and it finished New Year's Day the following year. And then, of course, there's been some added along the way. It's, once again, it's the, hey, you know, I found this place up in Hokesson. Can we add that? It's like, yes, we can add anything.
Thanks to photographer Lynn Delaplane, Wilmington Historic Preservation Planner Deborah Martin, Delaware Historical Society Chief Curator Lee Reifenberg, and R. Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week.